Now here, let me go through translation. First of all, the word lojong. He's explaining the term lojong. Lojong means, by the way, training of the mind and compassion. It's the most wonderful word. And his own Dharma always teaches on lojong. He says that, first of all, the word lojong has many meanings. The Tibetan word lojong has many meanings. We can explain in many different ways. Generally, the word lojong can mean many different things. But today, we treat lojong in terms of what we are going to discuss here, which is the training of the mind compassion. That means here, on this occasion, we are talking about lojong in terms of training of mind and compassion. So here, even though lojong can mean many different things, many variety of meanings, but here particularly, we are using the word lojong specifically to do with training of mind and compassion. Okay?
Lo fiyati matin gudin na so si yo jitela da tab devu khen matin gudin na so si jebetel lo vikire.
And you know, that which thinks all kinds of, there's nothing under the sun that does not think of. That one which thinks all kinds of things is called lo.
Da ti matin gudin na so pa ti ngarang sitini dapo ya po majam na tegitini da ta chi ya po chik chene chegiri ti da mang chi wa tini da ngarang su tang korwi ni su nengkenge da tini nam to mang po chik di tegi chegi wa res.
So that, you see, this midin gudin in Tibetan, that which thinks all kinds of things, there's nothing that under the sun it does not think of. That mind, or that which thinks, that if you do not really take care of it, if you don't really, in a sense, control or master in a good way, if you don't do that, it could turn out to be good in some cases, but mostly it leads us all kinds of thought that further makes us fall into the suffering of samsara, all these namtok, these rising thoughts, you know, often lead to that.
Tenda imbi keng lo ze jite tani ta mara ta nam ton ra manda yo bi kaps te par ndurjung zo jite la ta lo jong se kores.
And so that, because of that, you see, that, you know, when we have all kinds of thoughts that rises, you see, and that to tame these, or to transform this, is transforming this is called what lojong is. Or taming or transforming this is what called lojong is, you know. So let me go through that, okay? So there are two syllables here, Tibetan word, lo, jong, okay? Let's take the first lo. Lo generally refers to mind. It's mind, but in the Tibetan, you see, there are so many different words, many, many different, very rich. Lo is generally, we can say one way, I'm giving a little commentary to that also. So, lo can be more a conditioned mind, not the pure mind, a conditioned mind can be lo. But anyway, let me go into Dzangbo Rinpoche's explanation. Basically, the word lo is that aspect of mind that thinks all kinds of things. There's a Tibetan expression, it's midin gudin. Midin gudin meaning there is nothing under the sun that it does not think. You know, it thinks all kinds of things. The mind that thinks all kinds of things, you see, all kinds of things, there's nothing under the sun that it does not think. That mind, you know, which thinks all kinds of things under the sun, is called lo. Now, that mind, that which thinks, you know, all kinds of things under the sun, well, if you do not really take care of that mind, if you don't really, in a sense, control, in a good sense, If you don't master, if you don't work with that mind in a good way, if you don't do that, sometimes it turns out to be good. But most of the time, in most cases, it really makes us further and further bring really more suffering. The suffering of samsara, and it brings these namtok, these thoughts often lead to more negative, the suffering samsara. So therefore, because of these all, this namtok is a Tibetan word for all that rises in the mind, namtok, namartok, all that rises in the mind, rising thoughts, basically. Namtok, all these things, you see, these things, if you don't really keep them under control, if you don't master, work with that, it could lead you to, suffering, into the samsara. So point of Lojong is to really transform these, work with this, to bring them a little bit under control. The whole purpose of Lojong is to work with the mind and to tame the mind. In the entire teaching of Buddha, the most important thing he said is to tame this mind of ours, to transform this mind of ours. Dalai Lama often says, Buddhism is about transforming the mind. Really, transforming Ndulzhong. Ndulzhong is to really more to tame, to subjugate in a good way. Jong. And that's what really Lojong is, Now that's the word law. Now Jong. So generally, word Jong has many meanings. Many implications, Jong. One can mean that Jong means something you did not know before. When you come to learn about that, to that Jong, which is like a learning, acquiring knowledge, learning. That Jong, that's why sometimes Tibetan, children going to school say, are you doing good study, Jong? The word Jong has a meaning of like learning. Word Jong is like learning, acquiring knowledge. That's one meaning of the word Jong. The other meaning of Jong means to just like, when we lutsar jang, when we exercise, bring our vitality out or like exercise. One thing, Jong can mean exercise. Sometimes when our energy is blocked, when we don't exercise, when energy is blocked, blocked. So we just bring our vitality out through exercise. Because maybe we may have the energy inside, but we are not harnessing it, So with the exercise, we bring out our strength out. You understand? Exercise. That's also Jong. If you harness the energy and bring it out more, Sometimes you even think we are kind of tired, but when you start exercising, there's two kinds of tiredness. One tiredness out of laziness when energy is kind of, But when you start exercising, you gain more kind of life, more kind of, vitality. I mean, the benefit of exercise anyway. It really brings it out, brings really... I know it's very good for your mind also, as you know. So exercise is wonderful. So, that's also Jong, what is exercise. One is meaning is learning, like acquiring knowledge. Another is like exercise. So here it refers to the Nyembo Ndurjong. Here we refer to the use of the remedy or the antidote to like subjugate or tame or conquer or transform this mind of ours, which is all wild, Our mind is kind of wild. It thinks all kinds of things under the sun. The quote from I think it's John Milton, he said, mind is, and in its place, can make a heaven of hell or hell of heaven. So then in one way, if you know how to work with your mind, if you can understand your mind, understand the essence of mind, the nature of mind, then it's, mind is the most wonderful thing. Whereas if you don't know how to, you know, control your mind in a good sense, I don't mean control in a bad way, but control in a good sense, you see, then all this medium goodness, this mind that thinks everything under the sun, you know, that really becomes your worst nightmare. It's your worst enemy. I mean, you know that. We know that. I mean, it's because of this mind of ours that's wild, you know. Our mind, our all kinds of thoughts, our negative emotions, since we're not able to really, and really put us to all kinds of trouble, you know, really.
Ndul jong,
it's called ndul jong. Ndul is to like subjugate or tame. Jong is to purify or, you know. Actually, so training of the mind, lo jong, is just exercise of mind anyway. Exercising the mind, you know, in a really, basically the positive thinking. Thinking in a very positive way, and you get used to habitual thinking in the positive. That's why Zenkar Rinpoche mentioned later there were about 50 different methods. Like whenever you go to the go toward the mountains, you always think that you are walking toward liberation. Whenever you eat, you offer the first portion of the food as an offering. And all kinds of whatever activities that we, you know, while eating, while sleeping, while walking, while, you know, all these that you really engage in the mind training. The main thing, one of the main things is attitude. That really, that kind of positive attitude. That I think is really, that is spirituality, really. Spirituality really is the attitude that one has. Whatever circumstances happen, the attitude sometimes, how we deal with it, how we, you know, how we see, how we deal with it, it's so much important than what's just going on, what seemingly is going on, and we normally, you know, kind of judge it, or, you know, you understand it, judge it, and, you know, see, you know, the terrible thing that's happening to you, whatever. But actually, if you really know how to, you know, work with it, and you can completely transform that, and make into a blessing. Real, true Dhamma practitioner is someone who takes everything that comes to him or her onto the path to the enlightenment. So that everything is, you see, that's the training of the mind to see really positive. I remember one Lama, I was mentioning to him, and I was a little bit horrified by the fact that, you know, they have like a Buddha bars. You know, Buddha bars. You know, there's Buddhas in the bars. You know, they have, like in Paris, it's very chic. They have even CDs they sell, which are very popular, Buddha bar music, you know. There's in Paris, and then in also I found in Barcelona, Spain, there are places, Buddha bars, very popular. But then the amazing thing about this Lama, where he responded, this is in the spirit of Lojong, he said, when I said that in a way, he said, oh, how wonderful, he said. How wonderful it is to really see how Buddha's activity extends to such domains also. You know. Like, it's such a blessing, Buddha, you know. Yeah, really. That's a kind of a way of looking at it, you know. Yeah. That's like an Lojong attitude, really.
Ngarang tsukur jutti, kirtang sen nata, mateng gudeng loti,
generally, you see, our character or rangju is like our mind stream, or basically our character is generally, we're quite stubborn, Chongbo independent, a little bit wild and a little bit stubborn, a little bit tough. tough, you know, it's not really soft. Like a little tough or a little chongbo, a little bit, no. A little bit, no.
That chongbo di paratinida. Ah, chick, tambo chug, no la bang. A pale in the narrancetinida, quite chongbo, the chin, tambo chug, no la bang. Ah, then he paratinida chick, slim hit, yap. Then he laugh back, nye.
Take the example of a leather or a hide, you know. You know, first you have to really wash it in the water, wet it, you know. Then becomes a little bit softer. Then we apply all kinds of like oil, like Tibet is like butter, you know, you put in butter. And then with the hand we massage. And then it becomes pliable, it becomes soft, it becomes really like, you know, like very nice leather, you know, it's like soft, really, really, yeah. Like that. But first, not like that. First, it's very tough. I think the leather doesn't become like this from the first, like height, it's very tough, you know. Yeah, that's using the example. And of course, the Zangaran, but you come from a nomadic region, so use the example of height, you know.
Then the genetic, that's right.
So in the same manner, just as we with the hide, we make it through, you know, through all kinds of ways. First, I don't know whether you boil it in the water or not, but just kind of wet it in the water and then, you know, wash it and then soak it rather fully. Soak and then knead it with all kinds of, you know, like massage it with like oil or with butter. And then it becomes, you know, soft and pliable and tender. In the same manner, our characters, which is the beginning quite tough, like this height, you know, stubborn.
Then he, Janchip ke sem la so ba tendil teni de teni, nyonong ba dera tamji mbrunjum se jene. Then it drujong jiki tela, tablob jong, then it tearing a capsule of a bucket sick, tela kogi or it.
In the same manner, with the aid of compassion, love, being kindness and compassion, and bodhicitta, we really kind of, you know, tame subjugate. And to maybe the destructive thoughts and emotions. And we, so therefore, what really is here, Lojong, means that a very powerful way to subjugate and transform this mind of ours, which is kind of, you know, when you just left in ourselves, it thinks all kinds of things under the sun. But that has to be brought under control and to really subjugate, you know. Actually, for that matter, even meditation like shamatha ultimately is to make your mind more pliable. More pliable. Because at the moment, you see what happens is, whenever you have certain thoughts, you know, when you have a thought or a certain emotion comes, you know, it just goes in its own way, you know, isn't it? There's no way. It's difficult for us to change that, you know. It like, if it's like anger, it's anger. It's difficult for us to even, you know, because we didn't have the training, like even if you try to apply antidotes, it doesn't work because it's tough. It, you know, it's got its own, I just say, do you know what I'm saying? Is that when you start applying the thing, whole point of like the visualization, practice of visualization, all this training, these are training, is to make your mind more pliable so that you can make your mind do anything. In a good way, you know, not to be dominated by your risings and thoughts, you know, but then to just kind of, how would you say, to be able to really use them and to really tame them and, you know, make them pliable. Pliable is very good, so they're useful for you. Your mind is useful for you. Like even the negative emotions comes, they're not useful for you, but you by the method of, you know, Lojong and, you know, bodhicitta, you can transform them, make into useful. Like making, you know, you can make like from the manure, which are normally the shit and all these things, make into something really fertile and good, you know, like that. You understand? Making like poison into medicine, like that. You know, do you understand? So to make it more pliable. That's the meaning of lojong, you know. You know, murunjom is, mur is when it becomes up, you know, when something rises up, you just kind of, you know, suppress it, not in a negative way, but you know, whenever like, you just, murunjom, jom is to overcome. Murunjom is to make it kind of more, how'd you say, to tame, basically, to conquer, you know, murunjom. The basic character to make it more soft, to make it more pliable, you know. By the way, please don't think like when you say subjugate or tame, you know. I don't know, some people who don't like to be tamed, I think, you know, or subjugated. I think word subjugating and, you know, taming is not very, how would you say, perhaps you don't like that word, but I think, let me explain what's meant here. In also teachings of Buddha fall into three categories. One is called Vinaya, it's called Ndulwa, which is very much on discipline. Which is basically, Ndulwa means taming, subjugating. And then Mumba is Abhidhamma, which is wisdom, bring wisdom. And Sutta is Ndo, which is on meditation. These are the three kind of, you know, through that we develop the three precepts of discipline, meditation, and wisdom. Anyway, so Ndulwa is like subjugating. It has a good sense. It's like taming, you know, taming the like leather, hide into leather, our basic characters. It doesn't mean subjugating, meaning like forcing something, you know, forcing and doing something that you don't want. It doesn't really mean that. It's in a very skillful way, using the means of love and compassion and bodhicitta, and slowly, slowly soften our tough characters, you know, to bring our soft spot and really softening it, and really slowly, slowly, gradually. When you do that, actually, at the end of it, you're much happier. When we kind of act tough and like stubborn, actually we are sort of not very comfortable. Often I think, you know, one of the reasons we get all kinds of illnesses, like for example cancer, we got to see what is the root of like cancer and these very kind of severe illnesses come from our basic way we are. Our mind is with the emotions of all this, you know. You know, it's really, sometimes the way we are, our mind, our basic character being is, affects our also health. That's why sometimes when people go through the process of healing, they have to really transform very much. Anyway, so I think, I don't want you to misunderstand. It doesn't mean like subjugating in a negative sense, but it's really bringing, taming our basic being, really. Softening with love, with compassion. And you will know once you really take on this path of compassion how wonderfully powerful it is to transform our beings, and it brings so much goodness to ourselves and to others also. You know, that's my commentary, by the way, okay? So far, as an introduction, I'm taking the word lojong and explaining the term and the meaning of lojong in an essential way as an introduction at the beginning.